Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tentacle Monster Breeding. This file is dangerous, because soon you will be taken. Eggs will be inserted into you, and you will serve as a vessel for tentacle creatures over and over again. Maybe you're already there, laying in a bed, unknown, unfamiliar, or maybe it is somewhere you know. When things like this happen to a person, it tends to break their mind somewhat. What's very interesting is that they then take any sense of normalcy as a way to hold on, to try and think that everything is okay. Like you, listening to these words, a file playing in the background while you are covered in various fluids, whose source you probably don't even know, and whose origin might be familiar soon. Your body might still be tired of what happened before. Every time it starts out slow, strange sensations over your skin, slithering tentacles caressing, exploring, testing if you are ready for the next round. Your mental state is irrelevant. All that matters is those sensations. I wonder if you even feel them already. If you can tell how they explore your skin, judging your reaction, testing your body. The initial feeling is not unpleasant at all. It's almost like natural arousal, being inspired by the softest of caresses. Gentle sensations along your skin, sometimes in more intimate places than others. Nothing too direct, though. There is no rush. The process takes time, after all, and the more aroused you are, the healthier the brood. By now, you may still be somewhat aware. You could almost call it awake. And again, each drop of pleasure, each wave of sensation pulls you back down. The those movements along your arms and legs are becoming more and more direct. It feels nice how they wrap themselves around your skin and just move back and forth, causing pleasurable waves to go almost directly to your center. The sensations shift from soft to more intense. The tentacles grab and hold you down, while they continue to caress and tease, they make sure that you cannot move, rubbing over your chest, slithering between your thighs. Every piece of your body is slowly being exposed to the teasing pleasure of the tentacles. They seek out the sensitive spots on your body, up and down. They make sure to squeeze and pinch, to rub and pull, to slowly tease. And even though your body is covered by a slick fluid, they do not enter you just yet. They want to drive up your desire, to increase your pleasure, your arousal, your want and need. Up and down your arms, chest, neck, back, thighs, hips. They slither and shift everywhere, rubbing over every piece of skin that causes a reaction. And the more deep you fall into the enthralling sensations of pleasure, the more they do, the more they move and find those good places. I doubt that you even notice that a thin tentacle started to enter you, exploring and checking how ready you were, adding lubrication just to make sure that everything else later will be even more pleasurable, while you are being teased everywhere, while you are being rubbed, pinched, squeezed, pulled. Inside of you, slowly exploring and stretching you ever so slightly. It is not the big tentacle that will insert the eggs inside of you. No, that will happen a little bit later. It is denying you that pleasure, denying you the sensation of being truly, properly filled. It knows that denying you will just make it more intense, more powerful, more fertile. Your body, your perverted mind is the perfect breeding ground for this creature. the more aroused you get, the more filled with desire, the faster and more productive it will be. The tiny tentacle slithering inside of you moves a little more to prepare you, making sure that the inside of your body is as covered with lubrication as the outside. Little suction cups on the tentacles make sure that certain parts of your body get extra tension, creating even more pleasure to blank your mind with. Each wave creating another sensation of longing and wanting. And then the big tentacle arrives. Part of your unconscious knows the feeling, even though you don't remember it having felt before. The texture on it is different. The front of it is more thick, more rough, maybe, but you feel it entering you. You feel it slowly pressing inside, sliding in and beginning to thrust to increase your desire even more. At some point, your body will just be forced to orgasm, but not yet. It wants it to be at the perfect moment. It keeps thrusting inside of you while tentacles on the outside keep teasing you, keep rubbing and thrusting, sucking, licking, teasing every part of you on the outside, while inside that big tentacle stretches you out. You can feel it pulsing, undulating. Somewhere in the back of your mind, you know that eggs are being transported inside of you. They are not yet placed inside of you, but you know that when that happens, you are going to orgasm. You won't have a choice. The creature has complete control over your body. You're simply a breeding vessel. It is still holding on to your arms and legs, preventing you from doing anything but receiving this gift, this creature. There is a deep pulse inside. It is about to insert the egg inside of you, forcing itself past any walls or... It is so close. It is teasing you on the edge. It is holding you on the very edge of orgasm for so long, just to have you there, just to make sure that the placement is perfect. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It pushes it in and you come. The sensation of pain and pleasure is intense. It's technically too big to even be pushed there, but it feels so good. It feels so good to be filled like this, to be useful like this. The tentacle makes sure that you accept the egg inside of you, keeping keeping you on those waves of orgasms for a while until it slowly retracts. The rest of the tentacles gently caress you on the way out. They could just keep teasing you, but part of you knows, part of you is aware that you have to do the next step. Your body is free, but also focused on one single thing. You need to masturbate, to touch. You need to feel good. The better you feel, the healthier it will grow inside of you. And as you touch, you can begin to feel waves. Waves of energy and power, of pleasure and purpose. You can feel waves as you mindlessly submit to the pleasure. Deep inside of you, the creature is growing. Deep inside of you, it is feeding on your pleasure. You must masturbate. You must touch. You must feel it. And the more pleasure you feel, the more intense and healthy it becomes. There's a squirming sensation inside as it grows, as it becomes a tiny tentacle monster using its appendages on the inside of you while you masturbate on the outside. You need to edge. You cannot release. There is a moment that will eventually arrive, but not yet, when you will finally be able to feel another orgasm. But not yet. You need to edge. You need to feed the creature inside of you with your pleasure, with your touching, with your masturbation. The higher your arousal, the better the incubation. The heat in your body helps it grow, and it wants to keep you hot and needing, craving and wanting. Time means nothing anymore. You are simply surrendering to the simple, feral instructions of your body. You must touch. It is the only thing you can think about, the only thing you can do. And deep inside of you, you can feel it grow. If you looked down, you might even be able to see the bulge. As it grows, it stretches you, it feels so intense. It squirms and wiggles inside of you, making the edging even nicer. You will not be able to go over the edge until it is time. Because at some point, the creature will be born from you, from your arousal, from your pleasure. It is then that the release will truly occur, but not yet. It is still building, still etching, teasing, craving, needing. You can't stop touching. It's the only thing you think about. Must masturbate. It feels so good. And the better you feel, the healthier it will become. The better you feel, the more pleasurable and intense the release will be. It's almost starting to hurt how big it feels inside, how it stretches your body uncomfortably, but also it feels amazing. It feels so good to have it inside of you. It feels so good to edge like this. Your unconscious mind knows that it is almost time for the birthing. And as I count down, the edging will just increase until the release. Seven, feel it squirm inside of you. Six, getting more and more excited. Five, as the moment draws nearer. Four, so good. Three, so intense. Two, it's almost pressing against the exit. One, just one big push and come as it exits you, as it's born from your pleasure, as it slowly flops out of you, and it's just such an intense feeling. The creature immediately sucks up all the juices it can find, attaching itself to your body, and you can feel how those tiny mouths, those tiny tentacles are writhing against the outside, how they're caressing and sucking, how they're wrapping themselves around and tugging, how they're just feeding on your pleasure and the waves of orgasm that are slowly pulled out of you. And it keeps going until all the waves have properly faded away. It keeps feeding on all the little drops of desire that flow from your body. It sucks on you, and it wraps itself around you until your mind is just a complete blank. Breathing slows, your body sinks down, your arms and legs just relaxing. It's almost like falling asleep. You don't even notice the newly born tentacle monster slithering away. Seeking out new hosts. Finding others for a similar fate. The original monster is proud, waiting for you to drift deeper and recover a little before it starts again. As you're laying there, empty, drained, tired, naked, listening to a sound, maybe a voice, a familiar voice that is telling you a story. At some point, maybe the voice will end, and you could awaken from the dream, or perhaps the voice will just begin anew, while the tentacle waits. Is ready to do it all over again. Happy dreaming.